welcome to another edition of X-Ray with Dr. Tom Pritchard. I am your host, Dr. Tom Pritchard, and this week we're going to take a look at what it was like in 1983, championship wrestling from Florida, studio wrestling, with famed announcer Gordon Solie and the American Dream Dusty Rhodes on commentary, with a match between NWA World Heavyweight Champion Harley Race and a young upstart by the name of Barry Windham. Back in 1983, the early 80s, studio wrestling was pretty common and it was a different animal. But the premise was still the same. The World Heavyweight Champion would come to an area, work with a young babyface or a top superstar, and prove that this man, the man who was running the territory, a young upcoming superstar like Barry Windham, was capable of winning or capable of getting a win over someone like Harley Race. In this match, Harley is making Barry. He's showing that Barry's capable of staying in the same ring, and I'm going to show you everything they do along the way. It sets up an angle for the end of the match, which I won't spoil now, but you'll see how it all comes together, and this is the way it was done back in 1983. So let's go ahead and take a look. You're going to have a young, tall Barry Windham, the son of Blackjack Mulligan, top star everywhere he went, against the rugged veteran Harley Race. The NWA was the top organization back then, and this is done in the Sportatorium in Tampa, Florida. Barry Windham versus Harley Race. The title was not on the line. Just a chance for the people in this area to see the champion come on TV and show his skill, show his wares. The American Dream was the top challenger at the time. But this was an opportunity for Barry Windham to get his feet wet and show the people of Florida that he is certainly a contender or a future champion. So Harley Race started out giving Barry a little shot, letting him give him a tackle, and now Barry rushed in a little bit too fast and caught a headbutt. But it's all up to Harley, all up to the champion to make this match work and get the timing right. Harley's going to showcase Barry in various ways. One of them is showing that he can take punishment and prove to everybody he's worthy of being in the ring with a veteran like Harley Race. Barry's job right now is to sell. Barry's job is to sell and get over by selling everything Harley does to him and come back strong. Good backdrop. And Barry's giving Harley a chance to get up. So, once again, it's up to the man in the ring, the babyface in this case, Barry Windham, to stay on Harley and read the body language. When Harley lays down, again, there's an opportunity for the challenger, so to speak, to gain an advantage. Harley moved out of the way of Barry's knee, and now the champion is going to take a cheap shot, throw Barry outside, and take advantage. Again, studio wrestling back in these days, the early 80s and 70s, was pretty common for the champion to come in. And his job is to make the man he's in the ring with look like a world beater, if in fact he is someone like a Barry Windham or an American Dream Dusty Rhodes. And as you can see, Harley went for that pile driver, and showing that Barry had the smarts and skill to backdrop and drop an elbow on the World Heavyweight Champion at this time. So Barry goes for a cover. There's a one count or two, and Harley Race wouldn't let just anybody cover him for a two count. But you notice the pacing in this match. Everything Barry has done so far meant something. Everything Harley has done so far as a champion has meant something. One punch and another punch right to the eye or forehead of Barry Windham. And now setting him up for a big suplex. again, showing the skill and cunning of a young Barry Windham. And Harley's going to sell this suplex to prove that Barry can counter some of the champion's moves. Quick headlock, shoot off, nice avoidance by Barry, and a double knockout. Beautiful bump like for Harley Race, going over the top rope with that double knockout. Now we have a little bit of drama in this match. Will the champion be counted out? No title on the line, but still the world champion. If Barry Windham can get a win over Harley Race, it's going to put him higher in the standings. And back then, the rankings meant something, especially in the area where these guys were at in Florida. Championship Wrestling. Harley knows going to the top rope could be a high risk, and proving that Barry's quick on his feet. Again, selling it, not rushing, but slamming Harley off that top rope. Again, smart move and a nice cover. Notice how Barry covers high on the shoulders. A lot of people are covering down on the stomach area, and it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. You need to make sure your opponent's shoulders are covered when you make that pin, and Barry Windham does. A nice leg drop, once again, high on the shoulders. Barry hooking that far leg and looking as though he's in a contest. Now Harley with a rake of the eyes, and we come back from a break. We find both guys on the outside. And for the people in the audience of the Sportatorium, they were probably treated to all the action on the floor and the drama that was happening during the break. Now it's Harley's turn to have a count out applied. And Barry Windham, in the 1980s, it was a lot of blood and guts. And here again, added to the drama, added to the suspense. Barry's in his early 20s here, and the World Heavyweight Champion is just splitting wide open by throwing his head into that steel ring post. So Dusty Rhodes is telling everyone he has a history with Barry Windham. He was part of his beginning and knows his family well. So the commentary and the action in the ring is telling the story and getting everyone involved. And at this time, here we go with a cover, and Harley is up on high on the shoulders as well. All the fans have watched Barry Windham grow up. They feel a part of his career. They feel like they know this guy. And Harley's going to take advantage of it. Dream is selling what's happening, and I think he's a little fearful for what could happen to Barry, cause a permanent injury. Harley now with that pile driver he didn't get before. And this used to be a move that would end a match. It used to be a move where people would be out for sometimes weeks or months, depending on what the angle called for. But in this situation, Barry Windham just kicked out of a pile driver given by the World Heavyweight Champion, Harley Race. Barry's bleeding profusely, but took an opportunity, a desperation forearm to Harley's head, and now coming back with punches. This is where the drama comes in, showing that Windham is still in the fight and still there. A belly-to-back suplex finds both men on the mat, giving the referee an opportunity to count, giving the audience an opportunity to get involved even more. And here comes Barry Windham to his feet first. The referee's looking at that cut, seeing if Barry can continue. And these days, the blood and guts, some people might say, would be passe. But in 1983, this was the way things were done, and it was drama. And once again, Harley Race going over the top rope thanks to a drop kick delivered by Barry Windham. This was the way wrestling got over. This was the way wrestling was done. A lot of times in places like Florida, Texas, and most of the southern states. So Barry now taking it upon himself to come outside and nail Harley Race and give him the same treatment that he was given. Barry throws Harley's head into that ring post, and now we've got a pretty much evened up situation here. Barry's still hurt from the eye being split open, or his head being split open, and now Harley Race selling on the floor. Barry giving him a chance to sell, an opportunity to sell, but he knows, Barry Windham knows, if he doesn't get the champ in the ring, he can't win. But both men are split open. Both men now are bleeding, and the crowd is into it. Gordon Solie and the American Dream are selling this, the action, knowing that both guys are hurt, both guys are in it for the fight. And this isn't just an exhibition match now for the World Heavyweight Champion. He's in danger of losing a match on TV. Now, if you just saw that kick to the forehead by Barry Windham, and Harley used to take a lot of those blows, and a knee to the head. If you'll notice, though, nobody's rushing. Both Barry at this young age, and Harley, at his in his veteran stage, know how to tell that story. Once again, coming back from a break, both men are fighting on the outside. Both men are bloody. Both men have been battling in the ring for a while. And both men understand the story they're trying to tell. Barry Windham, the young upcoming superstar in the ring with one of the most advanced and grizzled veterans of the day, now Race with a high suplex, holds Barry up there for a little bit again for the drama and storytelling. And Harley says this is it, looks at the American Dream and gives him a few choice words. Even when Barry kicks off, even when Barry kicks Harley off the pin, Race doesn't rush in. He lets Barry sell. And he understands, again, the babyface has to come back. So, giving Barry Windham a chance to fight back. And it takes a long time, especially these days. Watch Barry again with that cover. The only thing I would say there was hook the leg, Barry. But these days, too many people rush in. Too many people don't give the little things a chance to breathe. But both of these guys, Barry, I think, is advanced way beyond his years. Even though he grew up in the business, it still takes ring time and experience to figure it out. And once again, Barry went for a flying clothesline, but that grizzled veteran Harley Race ducked. And got out of the way. That's why he's the world champion, obviously. So now going behind for the O'Connor roll. Watch this. And again, a kick out. Windham to the floor. People look as though, yes, he did. He got the win. Barry got the win over the world heavyweight champion on television. So Harley obviously is hot. He's going to go for a suplex. But there, the American Dream coming from the commentator's table, again, telling that story, coming from the commentator's table to save the young Barry Windham and put himself in danger, if you will. Taking a pile driver on the floor by the world heavyweight champion. So when Harley was in the Florida territory, the Florida region, he was usually facing Dusty Rhodes, and there was an amazing angle and feud and story that these guys had, not just in Florida, but all over the country. It was a rivalry. And storytelling at its finest. Of course, different time, different era, different culture. But the blood, the viciousness, the determination and deliberate style these guys used. was a different way of doing things back then. It got over because Dusty Rhodes believed it, Harley Race believed it, Gordon Solie believed it. So I would venture to say that back in 1983 and up until probably the late 80s, there was blood, there was guts, there was a lot of imagery used more so then. And the storytelling was not as complex, but it was certainly to the point, and you knew what these guys were getting across. So I hope you enjoyed a blast from the past. 1983 was a cool year. It was a lot of great action going on. But I can tell you this, next week, we're also going to have a cool match and some great action going on too. So join us again for X-Ray with Dr. Tom Pritchard.